Okay, hello everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I know I've been away for so long. Setup has changed. I moved recently. Actually, it's not even recent anymore. I just have not been posting my podcast or just like even trying to post it. And let's just go on a little tangent for a second. The reason for that is, to be very honest, I have a little bit of thing called fear of failure, as we all do as humans. And I've just not been happy with how my podcast has been doing. First of all, I kind of cringe when I watch it myself. So please give me some encouragement if you guys are enjoying this, because it is taking all of me to do this. Because I've honestly always wanted to have my own podcast and just talk, because I'm a yapper. Like, if you guys know me in real life, you know that I have so much to say and I'm very passionate about the things I talk about. It's just that I don't feel like that side of my personality is really portrayed on the internet much. Also, Dora is here. Especially with my Instagram being mostly about fashion and lifestyle stuff, I don't really get to talk about my opinions or things that I really care about and that really mattered to me. Of course, fashion matters to me a lot as well. I love wearing cute outfits and being a confident baddie, but there's also other elements of my life that I wanted to share, and I was hoping that I could have the space on my podcast to do so. You're so happy. What do you have to say? Yeah, so we're back to the podcast. I'm trying to get over this fear of failure thing, and I'm just gonna like try to post whatever it is that I come up with. I'm just gonna try to post it. Okay, so bear with me. Yeah, because the only way that I will get over this fear is if I actively do something about it. So here I am trying to put myself out there more. And the more I do it, I think my podcast will improve as it goes on. I do think there's going to be a period where you're going to be listening to me like, what is she trying to say? Because I think that's my main problem, is that I can't get my point across in a concise and clear way, especially in a solo podcast like this. And also, a lot of people have pointed out that I use the word like a lot, and I'm a little bit self-conscious about that now. And also, like, I wish I would just stop saying filler words, but I do need to practice to do that. And if I don't post and if I don't like film my podcasts, then I will never be able to practice. So please bear with me during this journey, okay? If you can't understand what I'm saying, just try to bear with me, okay? So today's topic, sorry for the very long intro. Today's topic, we're actually going to be talking about my perception on specifically Hong Kong culture and why it is that people don't dream anymore. In terms of dreaming, I'm talking about ambitions, goals, like big dreams, you know? It doesn't even have to be big dreams, honestly. Like, even something like, oh, I want to start a podcast. That's a dream, right? But people just don't do that in Hong Kong. And I've always thought that it was quite odd. And in an opposite sense, I've always felt judged for having these very solid goals and ambitions and dreams that I want to achieve. And I'm very direct, straightforward, honest about them. And I don't feel like it's well received by people in Hong Kong. Not everybody, obviously. Hong Kong culture is not a monolith. Hong Kong people are not a monolith. I'm just saying, like, this is my experience that I've had, where I think a lot of people just don't like me because of how sure I am about certain things. And to be very honest, I don't even think that I'm super sure about things. For example, this podcast, I want to do it. I'm sure that I want to do it, but I'm not sure how I'm going to go about it. I'm not sure, like, about any of the specifics of this podcast. I don't even know if it's going to go well. I don't even know if it's going to succeed. So there's a lot of things that I'm actually unsure about. It's just that I'm not scared to say that I have a dream. I'm not scared to, like, go after something that I want to do, because I just feel like life is too short to be overthinking stuff like that. I just think everyone has the capability to make something happen. And if you're not using your full potential to make whatever you want to do happen, that's such a waste of your life, you know? That's my opinion. Like, of course, you guys can do whatever you want, but that's my opinion, okay? I will support all of you guys, everyone, because I understand it's hard to live. This world is very stressful. Adulting is hard. Even if you're a kid, even if you're under 18, school is hard. There's like stress in all aspects of life. So I understand sometimes why people don't do those things. But I think the problem is the lack of even taking small steps towards a small goal. I think that's the real problem. And yeah, let's just talk about that for a second. If you're living in Hong Kong, think about the last time that you asked someone what they want to do and they gave you a solid answer and it sounded like they were actually sure that they wanted to do that. Think about the last time. For example, when you're young, you ask people, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? I guess people give you answers, but they might just be like, oh, I want to be a doctor. Oh, I want to be a lawyer. Oh, I want to be a finance girly, whatever, right? But I feel like those are more, oh my god, don't chew your arm, Dora. Dora's been chewing herself a lot lately, and I think it's because she has really bad anxiety, but like so do I, so like twinsies, but no, it's really bad, stop doing that. Okay, sorry, tangent. What was I saying? You see, this is why I just don't think I'm a good podcaster. I like lose my train of thought all the time. Like, ask anybody and you'll know that when I have a conversation with someone, I constantly ask them, what were you talking about? What were you talking about? Because I always forget what we're talking about. Like, one little thing that distracts me and my mind is gone. My whole train of thought is gone. Does anybody else feel that way? I feel like it's like such a bad problem that I have. Specifically, if I want to get into podcasting, like, this is not it, y'all. I do not know what I was talking about just now. Okay, I was talking about career paths. So, for example, people answering very standard and socially acceptable career paths, that doesn't count. Think about the last time you asked someone what they want to do and they tell you like something crazy, like something kind of outlandish. For example, I want to start a beauty salon and do nails. I want to be a manicurist because I really love doing art. I love doing my own nails. I want to open a salon and do nails for everybody. Like, have you ever heard anyone talk about that in Hong Kong? I feel like it's like 1 in 20, and that's a problem. I can specifically like talk about this in terms of dance because I was in the dance industry for a long time and I still am. A lot of dancers that are not working dancers, not professional dancers, if you ask them if they want to pursue dance in the future professionally, a lot of them just say they don't know, or they'll see, oh, I'll see, like, let's see if it happens, like, if I get lucky, stuff like that. And that's so crazy to me because when I was young, I had always dreamt about being a dancer. Even when I was 5 years old, I put it in my yearbook that I wanted to be a ballerina when I grew up. Obviously, I kind of got out of ballet. I can't do ballet now anymore. Like, I can't do it professionally for sure. But dance has always been so, like, a part of me. And I've always been so sure that I wanted to pursue that in the future. And then up until high school is when I started doing like more commercial style dance. And I was like, I told everybody, teachers, students, my friends' parents, whenever anyone asked, I was just like, yeah, I want to be a dancer. I want to be a commercial dancer, like when I graduate. And I was not scared of saying that because I did not see the problem in it. Like, people might be like, oh, but like, it's a very hard market to get into. It's a very unstable job, like stuff like that. And I just could care less because I'm like, but I really want to do it. And when you really want to do something, all the problems that you can think of, they're so minute and they're not going to get to you because all you see is the goal. So I really think like a little bit of delulu is the salulu if you want to go after your dreams or goals. You have to be a little bit crazy and a little bit delusional, honestly, if you want to achieve big things. Not even to say that like me being a dancer was like a huge achievement or a big thing. I'm just saying like anything in general that is like outside of societal norms. I think being a dancer in Hong Kong is a little bit outside of societal norms. So literally anything. It takes guts and it takes delusional a delusional mindset, but I encourage it. Okay, I think everyone should be a little bit delusional. Because after all, it takes a lot of guts to like go towards something that a lot of people are against, but you should 100% do it because it feels so good when you do it. Even right now, like podcasting, I can't tell you one single podcaster in Hong Kong that's like super popular. Okay, then again, I don't listen to like Cantonese podcasts. So maybe I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. Like there probably are a few big podcasters in Hong Kong, but English speaking podcasters, I don't know any in Hong Kong that are big and making it. So even for me to be saying that I want to have my own podcast, I think is a little bit out there. And I have to be a little crazy to think that I can actually make a good income out of this. But I would rather be crazy and fail than a boring, basic ass bitch, okay? I'm sorry. I said what I said. That's the truth. And listen, we all need some boring, basic ass bitches, honestly, to survive on this planet. We need some NPCs. We do. Because otherwise, if everyone's going after their dreams, I think the world will be a little crazy. The only problem is that I don't think there's enough people going after their dreams. I also want to side note and say that I do understand that it takes a lot of privilege to be doing what I'm doing. I'm very lucky that I have, first of all, a relatively, I wouldn't even say stable, but I have a relatively okay income from my dance so that I can dedicate time and energy into creating content. And luckily, I have very supportive people in my life because I can't imagine if like my community, like my parents, my family, my friends were all very against what I'm trying to do. That would be very hard. That would be an extra layer of turmoil that I'll have to get over because I'll be having to go against my loved one's opinion in order to chase something that I want to do. So I understand that I'm definitely very privileged to be able to have the time, the support, the energy in order to do this. But at the same time, I also know a lot of people that are in my position that are maybe just as privileged, if not more privileged than me, that are not utilizing it and they're not taking full advantage of it. And it really bugs me, honestly. Like, specifically, when my friends do this, it can really get to me. I really hate when I hear my friends tell me that they want to do something for like months or years and then they never do it. They don't even have like a, oh, I think I'll start it next year or I think I'll start it in 2 years. No, they don't even have a plan. They don't even think about it. Often they just say that they want to do something and then I never see them doing it. Or when an opportunity arises, they don't go after it. I'm thinking of a very specific example right now, but I'm not going to talk about that today because I don't want to like, you know, offend people. But yeah, there's a lot of peers that I know around my age that are like that. But yeah, I don't really know what the purpose of this podcast is, to be honest. I think I just wanted to talk about how the culture of being scared to even say your goals in Hong Kong, it's really not it. And I think we should all just be a little bit more courageous and start telling each other when people ask what your goals are. Like maybe spend some time and think about what you actually want to do and start telling people. Because it's not an L to tell someone you want to do something, try and then fail. Okay, I'll be the first one to say that because I have actually failed at something before. And it was something that I was very passionate about. I used to have a clothing brand, I think 2 years ago. It's called Heat Labs. You can still find the Instagram page, but please don't go look at it. Okay, this stuff is really bad. But yeah, I used to have a clothing brand. It was kind of like athleisure dancewear style clothing. And I put so much money into that. I worked so hard on it. And eventually, I had to shut it down because it was not sustainable. We were not making any money. We were losing money. So I had to stop. I don't feel embarrassed about that because I feel proud of myself that I at least tried and I at least did it. Because who can say that they started a clothing brand when they were 22 years old? Not anybody I know. Actually, no, that's not true. I do have friends that have started clothing brands. Okay, Shout out to Latvian. No, but yeah, like not that many people can say that they've had an idea and they've actually gone after it. So even if it fails, I don't feel like it's something to be ashamed of. I feel like I've learned a lot from that experience. And I'm actually very happy that I did it because now I know what it takes to run a clothing brand. And it's not easy, y'all. Like, I thought it was going to be way easier. I was so wrong. Yeah, so all that to say that it's really not a big deal to have people watch you fail. Because everyone's going to fail at some point. And you know what? If people are talking behind your back and saying that you're like so funny and like you're so dumb for like doing this and failing, you should be like, okay, but what have you attempted to do in your life, Regina? Sorry. I actually do know a girl named Regina. I'm not talking about my girl Regina, okay? I'm not talking about anybody. That was just a random name, like Brittany. Like, you know, like, what have you accomplished, Brittany? Like, that's what I was trying to go after, okay? I hope I'm not offending anybody in this video. Okay, anyway, so that's my point. I'm like rambling so much. Let's circle back. To conclude, I just think everybody should go home. Not go home. If you're home right now, open a notebook and just write down, like, thought dump your goals right now, okay? And then expand on that every day. Think about how you can actually achieve it. And when your friends or your family members or anybody asks you what you want to do, start telling them that. And I know it can feel scary at first, but that's the first step into holding yourself accountable into doing what you want to do. Yeah. That's it for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed. It was a little bit of a ramble. It was a little bit all over the place, but I enjoyed making it. I really want to continue this podcast. So please give me some feedback. Constructive criticism is appreciated here. But don't leave me any mean comments, okay? Please. Don't be like, oh my God, this sucks. Go home. Don't say that because I'm already home. Also, I plan on having some guests on here and I want to talk about some interesting topics with them. So look out for that. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.
Dora?
All right, bye.